today I wanted to share with you a very interesting word that I have called that or where the milk and honey flows. Probably where milk and honey flows. You know, it's an interesting name, but it's known by everyone. And we all know what this is associated with. What does it mean, honey and milk? Today, I want to open up the principle of God, how He is working in our life. You know, that area or spot where you're in, it reflects for the rest of your life. You know that? That place where you are right now, it reflects on all of your life. A small example, very simple. Why are you in America? Why are you here? Because you like it here. Because I like it here. Different reasons. I'm not going to name them all. Why are we here? We're here because this is where milk and honey flows. Some, of course, with some people where milk and honey flows, everything is closed. Where it flows, it doesn't flow for them. That's what we're going to talk about. You know that if right now you were in Africa, and like lower part of Africa, it's pretty good on top, but down below the equator, it's quite bad. If you were there right now, you, all of you, would have had a fingerprint of Africa upon yourself. What does that mean? You wouldn't even see a car. Eating, as far as food goes, you'll be digging through trash, dinner in trash again, and same thing with lunch, if you at least get to find any kind of food. So where you are located, I want you to understand and listen to me very carefully, and this is exactly what I mean. Where you are reflects on all of your life. It is saying, speaking about no matter what job you are on, this job, this salary, and everything that is surrounding it, it reflects through the rest of your life. The country reflects on your life. Why are you driving BMW or Mercedes, or you're driving another nice, great quality car? Why are you not driving a Zaporozhets? Because they don't even sell these cars here. Do you understand me? Where you are right now, it reflects on your life. No matter where you would be, everything around, it's the surrounding, will be making you up. And I find one interesting and unique category of people that concentrate upon to change where they're in, what they're in located, not where they're located. You understand me? Massive people try, listen to me carefully. This is the principle of life. It's wrong, but that's how people live. They try to change. They try to change that in what they're in. Their climate of Africa, they're trying to change that. And not Africa itself. No matter how great of a castle you'd build around the castle, there is still smelly. Do you understand me? No matter what you do, no matter how you success in a certain job, no, you'll never have blessing in there because the land is not blessed. I'm not talking about principles of jobs and works. I'm talking about principle of life and the law. We're going to talk about one law that I have called where the milk and honey flows. In the word flow, there's huge revelations that we're going to get to later. There's people that think that by changing what they have, they will change the situation around them. And that is a lie. Either you want it or not, your castle will start to smell like trash in the process. You understand me? No matter what you would change, what am I saying? I'm saying about principle of life. Look at this. Principle is like this. Debt, problems. There's problems in the family, at work. He doesn't want to live. It's terrible. He goes. into an expensive store and buys a Rolex watch or buys a diamond ring. You know that this is the same as trying to fix a hole on the Titanic with duct tape. It's not going to last. It's not going to last. We are trying to fix the situation. We're trying to fix that what we have, not where we are. Oh. Do you understand me? Some people, they have conflict with God. Why does God not do this here? Because he said to leave from there. He is all-powerful. He can do it here. Yeah, he can, but he's not gonna. I don't understand it. Why couldn't God bless Egypt? Why did we need to go walk into the promised land? The problem is in that, my dear one, that in Egypt, that milk and honey does not flow. Amen? You can get milk and honey, eat it, and then it's going to be gone again. You can get that 600 Mercedes and park it in your apartments. So that's just absurd, in Mercedes in an apartment. I want to talk to you about today about certain things. You're trying to heal the situation. Well, I have a problem. I need it. You know? You need to leave. Some people don't understand. Why is their job is not blessed? I'm asking for a raise. There is no raise. I'm asking for success. There's no success. I'm asking God for my boss to be nice to me and for him to give me a raise. And it's not there. No success. Nothing. Nothing. And God, I feel like the sky is closed. The heavens are closed. Have you ever talked to God? Maybe you're in the hole. You're living in some kind of hole and God wants you to leave from there. But you're so used to your Egypt. You don't want to leave your comfort, even though it's still slavery kind of area. You don't want to leave it. To go and to battle for your land where milk and honey flows. I'm going to tell you right away. I have milk and honey flowing. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Oh, you're a pastor. You have... It's supposed to flow. Interesting. How come all the other pastors I hear it doesn't flow as well? A small testimony. 2 days ago, they told me not to say anything. I'm just going to testify. Three months ago, I bought an expensive car, nice expensive car, and of course I had to pay for it. It's going to irritate all my enemies right now. They're going to get boils upon their body. So, and I needed to pay for a while for that car. A person came, asked how much the car costs, and gave me a check and blessed me. And again, the milk and honey is flowing. Oh, it's going to irritate people. Where is this? Where? The house is being made up. Everything's being brought. The coffee's being bought. Not because I'm a pastor. No, it's going to happen to you also. It's not because you're a pastor. You know, pastors usually live worse than everybody else. If you didn't know that, it's a revelation. Pastors in our days live worse than the rest of the people. And if he's going to drive a nice car, I'm not even going to give the 10% anymore. I'm not living off your 10%. I live in a country where the milk and honey flows. My honey and milk. You are, and you just get upset even more, and you get irritated. You're in a country, you're living in your country where there's always irritation, and you're always jealous. That's your land. I can't even get a debt until, and then next thing you know, God pays it off, and I don't even say it to anything. I'm even ashamed to talk about it. Okay, fine. Yeah, they bought a car 2 times. Maybe that's enough. Can I pay for the car? No, no, no. It's milk and honey. Do you understand me? And I'm working. Well, guess where you're in. Oh, I mean, with my blisters, I'm making coins. You're in a country, in your country, where your milk and honey flows, and your honey and your milk, where God Himself cares for you. He'll repay 1,000 times more to those people that do good things like that, because I know that my time, when I needed to pay my price and listen to God and give everything, we want blessing. We want the land where milk and honey flows, but we don't like the process. The process of walking from our tent with my donkey. I'm talking about an animal. Because some people probably thought wife. with everything that I own. I want to live in that house. But the process of walking from the tent to the house, it's painful. It's painful, it's unpleasant. Imagine walking somewhere, beat up someone, go, there's water, has to separate. No, God, Lord, let's just do it like this. We're going to select a leader, and we will go back to Egypt because it's cool over there. We have onions. There's onions. There is no honey and milk. I'm serious. We have to know and understand these things. There is land. It's not always the same. You start to live in it. You understand me? You start to live in it, and by a strange reason, God starts to tell people certain things about you. And not, please believe me, when you get into your promised land, it does not mean that you're a pastor or you're a leader and you're like in somewhere where you're visible. God's gonna take a person and point exactly upon you, and that person's gonna come up to you. I want you to understand that the land where the milk and honey flows, it's God's, how should I say it, His saying about the system. The system is not just, it's not, well, God needs you to eat honey so you will explode from it. No, or to give you so much milk you'll be nauseous from it. No, we're not talking about that God wants to give you bread with honey. No, it's a principle. The country or land where the milk and honey flows, where it flows, flows, flows. It does not stop. It never ends. In Egypt, sometimes they had something. They'd throw something to them or feed them something, certain bonuses. The land where milk and honey flows. Where I have to be. It's not that, believe me, you can be in the most blessed country and right next to you can be a person that milk and honey is flowing and all your faucets are closed. You don't even have water. How to do it? We'll talk later. I'm amazed how is it that people can have problems. He's going and getting himself a car at a dealership. You don't have enough problems? He wants to duct tape that hole and give everyone an illusion that the milk and honey is flowing. You know? That your car, in the process, will start to reflect you. It's going to turn into you and into your lifestyle. We have to understand these things. You don't have a right to fix these problems. Oh, I'm going to duct tape it. Listen, you are not even in the right land. I'm talking spiritually. I'm not talking about the as far as country and we need to move to Arabia or Alaska. What are you talking about? What Alaska? If God says the milk is honey is there and the bear, then that's where we have to be. Stop asking for more money from your boss. This money will not patch up all your holes anyway. And I was thinking that I'm going to get a raise. And God, through the boss, he'll give me more money. And this salary will go into other holes that will open up, believe, by your faith and by your level, spiritual level. Do you understand me? Oh, what kind of unspiritual sermon? It is very spiritual. I know what is it to eat milk and honey. Do you know? Well, sometimes a bee flies by. Oh, a little bit of honey. And then they'll sting you too. I'm not talking about that. Stop asking for more money from God. More money does not heal your problem. Your problem is not financial. Your problem is spiritual. You are in the wrong land. Why? You're all-powerful God. Why do we need to travel through desert, go through problems, die? But in Egypt, there's no Pharaoh, no army. Amen. Everybody drowned. And right now, the whole land, whatever you want to do, you do. Select your own president, make democracy. Why do we need the promised land? Again, have war. We just ran away. Again, we have to, Lord, there's Egyptians. And in the promised land, there's all these humongous people. We have to go there? Yes. Why? Because that's where milk and honey flows. Either you want to understand me or not, I know that what is on the other side of the promised land, not just success as far as preaching, not just success in family and friends, but sometimes you get buckets of honey. You know, it's hard to listen to this because we want it to flow. And you know, for us Slavic people, and right now you're sitting and you're getting jealous. And it wants to choke you and choke you. My dear one, figure out where you are. Are you happy for the success because you'll receive more? Be happy, bless other people, give, because you don't know what's going to start happening, what God will start to say to other people. I'm going to be truthful in this church. You know why I like it? People hear the voice of God. Not all, but majority. They hear. And that's why. Stop asking for more money. You know, when there's no financial stability or order in your life, there's somebody who's eating up all your finances. Of course, you're not going to have any money for 10% to give to God. You're not going to have anything because you have something in your life. Lord, what am I to do? This is not that land. That's not job. That's not that apartment. That's not where you have to be. But Lord, if I will start making these steps, it's so discomforting. I have to dig. I have to have warfare. I have to bring sacrifice. But then answer yourself. Do you want to enter the promised land? Or you, for the rest of your life, you always want to lack things and always need things. Just answer that to yourself. Where do you want to be? I'd rather go through trials for a year and a half, walk through the land, win over those principles, those things where I have to be, enter into my land, and will be successful for the rest of my life, than all my life always be jealous, asking, always have lack as far as money, debt. God, when is this going to be over? when you will exit from your made-up promised land and you will enter His promised land. So what? Is God not all-powerful? He is all-powerful. That is why He is trying to take you out from your promised land that you have created. But it was not so bad there. They have accepted me, this and that. What mind are you thinking with? And what eyes are you looking at the world? How are you thinking? What is milk and honey for you? What is it? What is it for you? Well, for me, milk and honey, it's to have air conditioning in my car, to have milk in my fridge. It's working. And there's 2 gallons of milk. And then what? What is milk and honey for you? It's not just financial success, church. Do you understand me? I'm not only talking about finances. Finances is just a part of success. You cannot be successful over there and have holes over there. You're walking on the wrong land. Land is not yours. You're just walking on wrong land. Stop fighting with leaves. Stop fighting real problems. You've noticed people, oh, I received a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit of there, and I just put the two ends together. Praise the Lord. Just little by little, barely pulled the two ends together. All these years, I put the ends together. Here, it's the same lifestyle. I don't get it. Why did you need to be here? Should have been there. The ends are shorter over there. You connect them faster. What do you need to do here? There's bills that worth as far as payment, somebody's salary for a year back in the former USSR. You know, when you speak to certain people and you tell them how much you pay for your bills, and their desire to come to America goes away. And they thought, you know, when people talk about it, they only talk about the salary. Nobody's talking about the bills. And, you know, when the salary comes and then bills arrive right behind and you have a little tail from your salary. Salary doesn't have time to scream. And the bill just eats it up. Amen. It's not supposed to be like that, church. It's not supposed to be like that. Maybe God is telling you right now you have to give something to someone. How is that? That's how it is. He's going to have milk and honey, and you're going to have entrance into your land. Oh, come on, church. That's how everything in the kingdom of God is moved. What, is God going to get richer from your $20 bill? You think he's going to give God $100, he's going to jump off his throne? It's spiritual principle. You let the bread flow with the water. Either you want it or not. I know one principle. You will never, ever will run away from the reward of God. Either you want to know it or not. But I know it. On my own skin, I went through it. You will never leave. He'll find you and give it to you. And of course, you're going to say, yeah, great. Thank you, Jesus. So, my dear ones, we're used to some certain millionaire has to come. And usually, there's always a whole bunch of homeless people, and the millionaire is saying how he's so cool driving his yachts, how he's showing his helicopters. And again, he's showing us what kind of homeless people we are. And, you know, some certain people paid $200 for those seminars. He even became more richer, and we know we don't have nothing at all just by seeing what he has and what we have and what we don't have. That's the biggest revelation. You have to understand that faster and faster. You think you have something? That doesn't mean anything. The land where milk and honey flows. It flows, church. It flows and flows. And you don't know when it's going to stop. Somebody's sitting there and scraping their teeth together. And we were thinking. What were you thinking? Stop thinking. You'll know them by their fruit. Amen. why God did not give Israelites in Egypt blessings. Pharaoh is not there anymore, and the land is empty. Please go, you know, multiply, live, my dear ones. To toil the land, they needed to put great effort into it. Where God is leading them, the land itself gives fruit. No matter how you want to call it, the apples were all over, the grapes, the land itself was very nutritious. God doesn't want to give you orchards here and, you know, get that out of your head. I'm talking about principles of life. The milk and honey is everything. It's relationships, friends, finances, it's spiritual blessings, it's success when you enter, when you exit. You are that tree that is right next to the water, and the leaves that never go bad, and you bring fruit in your own time. How I like milk and honey. Israelites, their blessing was waiting for them in a completely different area. They tried to ask God to give them. And God was always leading them. And can you just imagine the pressure? 40 years to feed them. These people, manna. Can you just imagine? It doesn't flow. It does not grow. It needed to be created. Can you just imagine what God had nothing else to do except create manna? Business, making manna. And then they need water. And then from the rock. My dear ones, don't get to me. You don't need to hit anything. Over there in that land, it flows. We understand me. I'm talking about principles. I'm not talking about mountains with water. For you to get some water, you needed to hit the rock for 40 days to be fasting just to get one drink of water. But in that land, it's flowing, flowing. It's flowing. You don't need to apply pressure or just get certain measurements. It's all in abundance. It's flowing. I'm in the wrong country. No, you're in the wrong mind. God can. If He has said that everything that we need is obedience to God. Amen? Obedience. Maybe you don't need. I'm not talking about that you pack your bags and leave somewhere because it's better. No, I know people that always were in debt in Ukraine. And then by coming here in 15 years, you meet them, they're still in debt. They're still running away from his debt collectors. He needed 1,000 to pay back in Ukraine. He needs 50 here. My dear ones, this is spiritual land where a person is upon. He brought the same demons with him in his suitcases, Ukrainian demons. They're not planning on leaving. They feel great. And you're like a slave, always trying to get the last dollar. And somebody's sitting and driving a car that he did not pay for, live in a house that he did not build, and wear the clothes that he didn't buy. I'm talking about myself. You don't believe me? You know that people came up to me a year ago and said, we will buy your whole wardrobe. And I requested what I like. Tanya knows what I'm talking about. They gave me a whole trunk, and they still do it. Not from Goodwill. It's all brand new. From the last style. All nice firms, and I enjoy my milk and honey. Well, yeah, you're a pastor. No. I am on the land where I eat my honey and drink my milk. I don't want, again, to lead you somewhere. Oh, you don't know a lot of things. I want to share a principle. How can I share a principle if I don't live in it? Amen? Another pastor who's homeless is going to talk about how to be successful to the other homeless people. Okay, hurry up, guys. We need to sing and go home. I need to live through what I'm preaching about. The important thing is that in a promised land, the time does not end. Right now, it's ending. And I just started feeling good. The goal of God is always to take a person. We're all born as slaves. Your body is in slavery from certain debts. Your mind is in slavery of ideas. Your soul is in slavery of certain areas and moments and things. We're born into slavery. Your spirit is slave of this world. You need to be reborn, and you think that you have been born from above. That's it. The process is over. No. Your spirit is saved now. Where is your body right now in your soul? Amen. Where is it? You could be saved and homeless. Amen. It's not a problem. You know, you could be homeless, live in a box. It's great too, if you really consider it. Goal of God is always to bring you into the land where the milk and honey flows, where there is no stagnancy, where you need to hit the rock, try to get drinks of water, and collect manna. You know, this is God. It was for 40 days. You understand me? It's manna. Why is everybody's nauseous from it? God gave manna because manna was for Israel for 40 days, and they ate it for 40 years. Can you just imagine 40 days and 40 years? Can you just imagine the digestive problems they had? Why? Because there, over there, you see it? You see how your enemies are eating your grapes? You understand what I'm saying? Enemies, they understood where they have to live. And we're so spiritual. You're watching enemies living it up. No problems. Why? They know where to live. And you need to be there. You need to clean it out. You need to clean. You need to listen to God. God doesn't want to give you just a good meal. God is speaking here about a principle. Three steps that a person goes through in his process of life. First is slavery. It's debt problems. Rarely does anybody ever, you know, is ever born into success or richness or abundance. It's not that often. And these people, you know, not always end their life successfully. It does not mean that you have inherited a whole truckload of milk and honey and it was brought up to you. I'm talking about that it's flowing. You need to catch it. It needs to flow constantly. You know, it's so, they gave me so good. They gave me such nice stuff. How long is it going to last you? You're going to eat it up, go through it, and you'll stay the same. Isn't that true, church? There's principles. It flows. I want to go there, church, where it's flowing. Spiritually, revelations are flowing. Friends are flowing. Sometimes from me. Because some can't handle my rhythm. They can't handle it. Oh, such strange sermons. Well, understand what you want to understand. You'll leave and say, oh, okay, we need to go where it's flowing. Amen. You understand it correctly. You have to go where it flows. Let's read one scripture where all of this was built upon. Jeremiah chapter 20. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 6. What is it? 26. Okay, I have wrong scripture. Okay, in that day I will deliver them into the land of milk and honey, flowing with milk and honey, beauty of all the lands. Again, I'm going to read through it. in that day, by raising my hand, I testified to them, or I made an oath with them to deliver them into the land where I have selected for them, that has flowing milk and honey and has beauties of all the land. Just because we are disobedient to God, I'm going to tell you right away, you live in, you always lack because you did not listen. I'm telling you that 100%, you cannot be obedient to God and still be in problems. You are disobedient is when God is telling you, give. No. When God is telling you, just come up to that person and tell him, I'm going to take you to a restaurant. Small thing, but it's working. Come up to him and tell him, I'm going to do this to you. You'll see somebody that's lacking or needs something. Okay, give him, you know, some money or help him in a certain way. Start doing something. What is God telling you? God told me a couple of things. I have done them. That is why year by year, I enjoy my honey. I don't get it from nobody else. I drink my own milk that I like, that never stops. As soon as I go through 1 gallon, I get 2 more. Soon as I'm thinking, that's it. The bees are not buzzing anymore. And then they get you another gallon of honey, and you get a whole stack of honey bees that make honey constantly. The land where milk and honey, your milk and honey flows. Oh, I'm going through trials right now. No, you have to say, I'm going through disobedience right now. As soon as I will learn to listen, that's when success will start in my life. How do I listen? Come up to God and say, God, what do I have to do? No matter what it is, I'll sacrifice it, give it away. I'll pray and fast. You tell me what to do. You think going the walk into the promised land is super fast? Listen to sermon, pastor put oil on me, and it's all great now. No. You came in dry, you leave all oily. That's it. But the way you were, you stayed the same. Nothing changed in your life. You were still disobedient, and it'll be disobedient. Lord, I have nothing else. I tell you, you know, when people tell me, Pastor, I have nothing, I have this, a little bit of this, and I tell them, you're the most successful. Imagine if God tells me to give something away. You know, if you don't have much to give away. You'll just take your hat and give it away. Be happy. Start to give things. Start to listening to God. Hear what He's saying. Say, God, I'm going to 3-day fast just to find out what I have to give away. That is not our prayer. It's these words were never even together in my mind. I'm gonna fast for you to give me revelation. What to give? What? To give away? I don't even have words like that in my lexicon because everybody has their own. My give away. I'll take it away. Each and every one of us is going in his process of life to his land. Practically all of us, we start in lacking some sort of, you know, rubble. Yeah, you say it's bad, but it's mine. It's not it. And believe me, God does not judge you. Your soul is saved. Your life is in his hands. But tell me, is this what you want to see in your life, or you want to see success? My dear ones, I'm serious. I'm going to tell you seriously. I know one thing, that I haven't even ate the honey and drank the milk that is coming into my life. On this level, God is giving me what I can handle, or to prove to me that I am on my land, my holy land. And tell you the truth, I'm constantly fighting for my promised land. I did not stop fighting for it. I'm on my land. I'm on that side of Jordan. And I'm still winning territories. I'm not stopping. Because I need more here and more here. We grew here. And now we need to get that land. The land where milk and honey flows. Process of exodus, or getting from one point to another. The process of walking from lack sicknesses and problems, you start to go. You start to travel, and most of the time you don't even understand what to do. But my dear ones, just at least you could do start walking, start moving. Maybe it sounds strange to take fast and prayer to find out what to give to God, but it's a right thing to do. I'm serious, my dear ones. If I had to do the same what I've done, I'll still do it the same again, because I know where it's going to lead me to. Some don't understand me. How is it to have success everywhere? Everywhere? How? Where? Somewhere there has to be some screw-up somewhere. You're used to that. Somewhere there's always some kind of hole, a problem. Things that you put the ends together, barely, and nothing is ever successful. Yeah, it's good, but it could be better. And again, you inhale and you pass a note, please pray for me. How many years are we going to pray for you? You're just disobedient to God. Some people say, with Christians, you have to be careful so that you don't run away. We need to do what Jesus did when he came to temple, kicked everyone out. Disobedience in simple things. Disobedience. Some people think that by having a great job, he's provided for the rest of his life, and your job has been taken away. What now? Have you ever thought, well, I was thinking this is my milk and honey. No, milk and honey does not depend on your job, things that are around you, where you live, your friends. You know that for my 16, 17 years with God, I had to change my friends. Not just people cannot be next to me. You go to another level, and again, somebody has some sort of hole that they go into or something that they can't handle. They can't look at this. We can't hear this. We can't see this. It's your problem. Live on your land. You like to live there. Go ahead. Enjoy it. I always want to be a little bit unhappy, so I'll continue moving. Always a little bit unhappy, so I have something to look forward to, something to move forward to, better things. The land where milk and honey flows. And the third thing, when you enter the promised land and you enjoy the things of that land, you really live and live in the house that you have not built, you just kicked and Amalekitani out of it. You're enjoying a business, a certain job that just now, I had that. Just now, somebody was fired, and by a strange reason, you're right in that area. But listen to me carefully. That does not mean that this is your job for the rest of your life. It's just milk flowing, and you have to go flow with it. Right now, you're here. You're enjoying it. As soon as there's certain things, God leads you further. It's life. It's movement. It's constant movement. You are living where the milk and honey is flowing. You could receive 30 times more, and somebody might not even have any work and be successful just by knowing the principle. You know that this principle, just like principle or laws of gravity, just like the law of gravity, no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, you'll always end up on the ground and you'll walk on it. You're not going to last too long in the air, parachute, fly. Well, if I'm flying, there's no gravity in certain elevations. You're still grounded. You're on the plane. It's certain laws that you cannot get rid of, just like the law of milk and honey, success in all areas, to be obedient to God. Israel did not want to be obedient to God. They said, we don't want to go there and fight because it's scary over there. Because, Lord, these bees will cost us a lot. This milk, all of that, where it's flowing from, it's going to cost a lot. We have to get dressed and go fight for many years. Dear ones, it's not always for the rest of us or for me to live good and the rest of you look at me and say, oh, we're so happy for you. My dream is to tell you this principle and share this principle, and I'm sharing with you that some people don't want to listen to it. How? whatever God tells me to sacrifice, I have to. Yes, that is your sacrifice that will determine your future. It's the sacrifice through which you enter your land, no matter what it is. It could be a price. Leave your job behind. God is going to show you where to go. Just be sure he's the one that's telling you to drop that work or that church or those people, the relationship, these money, certain people. Don't take it. No matter what God tells you, just make sure it's God. We're used to hearing things. Get in our car, go into our apartments, enjoy our great life. Sometime, just one time, just take one principle that I share. I'm not talking out of nowhere. I mean, it's a revelation. Just use it. Use what you've just found out and say, I will live in a country where milk and honey flows. Some people call welfare milk and honey. It's not milk and honey. It's milk with coupons, honey with coupons. No, it's just expired milk and honey. It's not milk and honey. I know people, personally, that got upset with God because where they wanted milk and honey, it never flowed there. Where they wanted it to flow, they say, Lord, we'll change this church. He's almighty. And he did not change anything. The power of the Holy Spirit will come here, and it did not come. The Lord is able to change everything, and I'm going to hold on with my teeth. Everybody's going to drop it, not me. What? There is no milk, honey. What are you holding on to? Look at who is leading this church. Where is he leading it? Does he know himself? We need the building. What building? You need blessing. And building in the blessing. Do you understand me? That's where it all is. We are chasing by achieving things, buying things, by losing. The most important thing is the land where it all is. It's in the process by your needs and desires comes to you. In that time when there's somebody's going through crisis, the houses are not being sold or something like that, there's people that don't depend on this economics things. They never have any troubles. People point fingers at them and saying, oh, you're so-and-so. And he's sitting there and enjoying his life. Why? Because why does he need headaches in his life? That's not his. Do you know what is yours? What is yours? I know people that are upset with God, left church, that's it. I don't need God like this. I'm not going to serve a God like this. I don't need him. He did not change the situation. He did not change this pastor. He did not change the church. And I had clean motives. No matter what kind of motives you have, if you're in Egypt, do you understand me? Nothing is going to change. You can just hit the idols, you know, yell, do whatever you want to do. God is not moving in there. You need to stop making God live with your rules. Find out where he is. Amen? Where is he moving? Because he is always go there where milk and honey is flowing. Amen? He's always going to lead you there where in the process you will be in great areas, great life, great successful things. Process might be under question because you have to give something away and that's it. Give away, sacrifice something here, offer something there. You listen to God, did not go there. And then you fill out your taxes truthfully because God told you so. How is that, God? I'm shocked. Nobody sees me and I'm being truthful. Usually when people see us, that's our best behavior. And God starts to show things to you. My dear ones, let me be visible in certain eyes of people, a pastor or whatnot, but inside, I know where my milk and honey is. You know that I don't need to show off and, you know, just come in this cool car, turn something on, exit, wow. Have rings, and I don't need it. You know, people give me, I have a jewelry box full. There's rings, gold watches, bracelets. I don't wear them. I don't like it. And I imagine you put everything upon yourself. My dear ones, let me enjoy my milk and honey away when everybody sees me or be visible in everybody's eyes and pretend I'm successful, constantly have problems and debt and holes everywhere. With friends, problems, at work, problems. With God, there's a big cave, nothing. And I don't even know what finances are. You know what finances are? When you took and you gave away. You just received from one hand into another. You know, somebody who eats it up and they enjoy your success. They enjoy your salary. God works with different laws and principles. He has established them a long time ago. It's just like here in Washington. There's a lot of rain here, quite often. And those people that don't like rain, you don't need to be irritated and constantly complain. Change states. Go to Florida. Enjoy the crocodiles, the flies, and all the other bugs. Enjoy it. Amen. I will be wet here. No problem. I'm not against it. To each its own. Somebody likes crocodiles in the backyard. I have nothing against that. You understand me? Somebody feels great with that. Don't say, Lord, change the climate of the state. You don't need to be fasting and praying for that. All you need to do is change your residence and enjoy where God has created a climate for your character. I like rain. I like fresh air. Well, sometimes it's often, but it's okay. We're used to it. Earthquakes sometimes give you an idea that you're, or knowledge that you're alive and the wind is blowing. The house is still good. Believe me, my dear ones, this principle was not written for Hebrews and for Israel only. It's a principle for his children, where he wants each and every one of us to be blessed, to bless us. Just think, does your father want to bless you? 100%. Second question, why are you not blessed? I am blessed. I'm prophesying. I'm blessed. Yeah, I know. When you're blessed, thumbs up. Like there's this joke, a Baptist and Pentecostal sitting and charismatic in hell. And they're saying, oh, we're in trouble. We got into hell. And the charismatic person saying, I'm not in hell. Prophesying good things. Everything is positive on uphill. We have no problems. Relax. To say, Lord, can you just point out, because all my life I'm always missing, and maybe I have just a small amount of time left where I have to taste my milk and honey. And each and everyone has his own. We can't compare it to ourselves. Everybody has their own. Our own honey, our own milk, our own revelations, our own ways of traveling and where God is leading us. The important thing is listen. Are you listening to your God? If you are, believe me, my dear ones, you will live where milk and honey is flowing. Amen? Did you get something for yourself? Let's just get up. Father, we thank you. Thank you, dear Jesus. Thank you, dear God. I'm asking you, I understand that some people will not understand and not agree, but I know that you don't want for us to live in slavery, in debt, always lacking, always put two ends together. I don't believe in that. I believe that the tree needs to be planted by the river, by the water. The leaves that never turn brown, the tree that always brings fruit, is That is a righteous man that is in the hands of God. God, help each and every one of us to enter into the land, just because this walk, that is what scares, the walk, that war into the before you enter the promised land, the sacrifices. That's what scares people, Lord, because we don't know what's on the other side of the River Jordan, Lord. I know, and I know certain people that live on the other side of the river, enjoying their life, the success. We're constantly in the war. The war never ended, but we are already there where milk and honey is flowing. We enjoy our life. Lord, I'm asking you, if there is someone here in this room right now that did not go to the other side, that is still enjoying his debts and problems, Lord, I'm asking you, change our way of thinking, first of all, so for us to be in the others, for us to get the desire to be on the other side of the river, leave everything this temporary, everything that does not work, and enter into our blessing, into our success, and our anointing. Thank you, our love, Jesus. Lead us. Whatever we have to offer or sacrifice, we will. We thank you, precious God, that you are leading us. We are enjoying your will, your word.